Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Tuesday the 8th of March 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the UK's TV habits have been revealed, and apparently we're not as good as we think we are. Loads and loads of researchers went round and asked loads and loads of adults in the UK how many hours of television they watched each week. They all said, below 20, I think. Apparently, they whipped out the figures and said, no, it's more than 30. The average British adult spends more than an entire day per week watching the television. You're having a laugh. Ah, the luxury of time. Three has launched unlimited pay-as-you-go data plans. You can have all the data you blooming well like for 15 quid a month. Yes, it's true. For 15 quid a month, everything will come to you no matter how much, no matter where you get it from, and no matter what it is that you do with it. I've just switched over from O2 because they're a bunch of idiots, and I've got free data. Unlimited. Estate agents are going to start listing broadband speeds you can expect in your home on the properties that they're selling. They're going to give you the average carrier up to speeds, and they're going to tell you this is the maximum you can receive in the area where you're purchasing it from. If you're in a BT area, then look at the figure that you're given and realise that it's probably about one-tenth of that. If you're in a Virgin Media area, just buy the house. Just buy the house. The BBC has backed a UK radio player. It's coming out later this month. It's an on-demand and catch-up radio service for hundreds and hundreds of commercial radio stations and BBC stations. And because, of course, the crappy radio doesn't take up much data, there's a good chance you'll be able to get it on your mobile device as well. Well done, BBC. Even better is the Lenovo ThinkPad X220. It's a fantastic new laptop that looks exactly the same as all the other Lenovo laptops, but they're promising 24 hours of battery life. It's a 12.5-inch screen, which probably would never be on, and it's got i3, i5, and i7 processors in it. Adding to that, an 8GB of RAM with a USB 3 and a selection of SSD hard drives, and it means that it looks like a very good package overall. It starts at $899, goes up to $1,200, but I don't think you're going to get the battery life out of a spinning media, so I'd go for the SSD, which means it's going to cost an awful lot more. AMD has launched the Radeon HD 6990. It's a graphics card. It's $700. It's a beastly looking thing with an enormous chunky interface that goes into your card slot. And here's the best bit. It gives you a whole 4GB of processing power. Oh, and the thing is as well, it looks pretty chunky and sexy as well. I want one for that alone. Google Maps navigation has got dynamic rerouting with real traffic situations. So if the route that you're going along is blocked, it will automatically go to the airwaves, look for where the traffic problem is, and then route you around it. I had a TomTom that did this, and I had to unplug it because the routes that it used to take me were definitely not quicker, and also the traffic data doesn't get updated fast enough, so they're a bit of a waste of time. What's also a waste of time is Sony trying to stop people from PS3 hacking. They've got a Californian judge to give them the right to see the IP addresses pertaining to those people who visited a website hosting a PS3 jailbreak code. This is the jailbreak code that we showed you a few weeks ago and Twitter showed you as well as, and Sony actually retweeted. Yes, not a good idea. I'm going to say this once, Sony. This is a game you're never going to win. Just give up. It's not doing anyone any harm. Skype is going to start serving up ads in the US, Germany and the UK. They'll be right there in the middle of your software and they'll be fairly low-key from the picture that I saw yesterday. It's not that bad. I would put up with it most definitely. As long as they don't start flashing ads during the call, then I'd be a little bit upset. But hey, we can't complain. Come on, we've had it for free for long enough. And finally, the iPad Q has formed in Texas. With 4 days to go, some bloke went out onto the concrete and pitched his tent yesterday. There's a picture on the unofficial Apple weblog, and by the looks of the tent, it's the same bloke as the iPhone 4. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. And you can sign up for some spam. Yes, you can get our newsletter by going to the website bageltechnews.com and clicking on the spam logo and signing up for it. But we only promise to send you 4 or 5 a month. All the show notes, all the information, all the cool thingies and all of the questions from the photo show. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Please come and join us, and thanks ever so much for listening.